Are you going to get a crowler machine?
Ooh.
No.
Oh.
That was a pretty
you didn't even
quick,
have to think about
quick
that.
Quick and
like, no.
stern
what?
No.
It's so much easier with a growler that you could refill.
Yes, that's, but crowlers are awesome because I got one at Village Idiot. There is a video of Mark filling it on facebook.com/beerbusterspodcast. And it was in the back of my fridge, no shit, for like 3 months. And I forgot about it. Took it to a homebrew club meeting. I'm like, guys, I don't know how good this is going to be. It's an IPA. It's been in the fridge for a while. It tasted amazing. Those things are amazing. A growler, you know, you don't drink it within a week. The beer's not so good. It's flat. It loses something.
So you don't get growler fills if you're not going to drink it within
a
week.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a growler fill that you forgot about?
Well, this
no,
is staff
but we're talking
about. That's true.
Hey-o.
Has the average person ever gotten a growler fill?
Now that I've done that experiment unknowingly.
That spurment.
If I would come here, I would be like, I'm going to buy 10 growlers because I can just stick them in the fridge. I'm going to hear, oh, I probably only got one growler, or I shouldn't get a growler. I'm not going to be able to drink it. But
yeah, big shout out to Village Idiot. Love those guys.
They're
the
cool
fact
people.
That they were the first ones in Mount Holly, they made it so much easier for us to get in and on board.
Blazing the
two
trail.
Two breweries, yeah. Basically within a half a mile. Like, yeah, love those guys. Phenomenal beers. So, I mean, we couldn't be happier. Like,
are you still pouring beers there?
Yeah.
You still?
Yeah, right. Still on Saturdays pouring them. Rich and Vince are good guys. What's up?
They're good guys. Go on Saturday so you can see Messy Sauce. What was his other name?
Messy Sauce.
Tuna gravy sauce.
Tuna gravy sauce.
Tuna gravy sauce.
Tuna gravy. That sounds really gross.
Oh, God.
But one thing that we do have, we are actually doing mini crowlers of the IPA, 12-ounce versions.
Wait, did you say you're doing crowlers?
Mini crowlers.
Wait,
yeah.
I said,
mini
12-ounce
crowlers of the IPA that you can get in packs of six.
But it's a special release. Very exclusive.
You got to come on a Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to
if
do
you want
mini
fresh.
Crowlers of IPA, or peach IPA soon,
they
too.
Come in six packs.
Yes. Yeah.
Six packs of mini crowlers.
It's a nano keg.
It's a nano keg. I like that, nano keg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yes, we have the patented exclusive technology to do that. Only place on the planet you can get mini crowlers.
Up to 36 mini crowlers per minute.
Yes, correct. Yeah, we don't mess around with one at a time while you wait. You just come in and they're there.
They're actually pre-crowled.
It's like the Little Caesars hot and ready, but there's six of these ready to go.
Yeah, but if you order six hot and readies, you probably got to wait.
That's true. I
Whereas
went in
you
at
can
one
get
point,
six mini crowlers here at Spellbound.
You don't got
to
wait.
And they're already to go.
I did go in once, and I had to wait for a hot and ready. It wasn't hot or ready.
Yeah. That's depressing.
I was upset.
Is it a PA thing?
I guess so.
It feels so insidery.
Insidery?
But does, is
cider,
Jersey,
what?
Is Jersey not cool enough for Little Caesars?
Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza? No?
Heard
I
of them.
One.
You heard of them?
I saw
maybe,
one.
Maybe in Cherry Hill. I don't know.
They used to be in like
it's
every Kmart.
Pizza
like
place
years ago.
I think
they were in every
where you can
Kmart.
Go in and order a pizza
China.
And they give it to you. It's $5
it's like,
and
hey,
it's ready.
I want a pepperoni pizza. Here you go. Bye.
$5. Hot and ready.
You should probably pay him, too.
Which it's got to be great pizza.
Yeah. Actually, for $5, it's, yeah.
That's not bad.
It's actually pretty good. It's good drunk food.
All right. That is fair. That is good.
Nice.
Taco Bell.
Cheesy, greasy.
Or when you're on the West Coast.
Well, and now you can get
Del
drunk
Taco.
At Choco,
In
Taco
In
Bell.
Del
and then
Taco.
Well, we
Taco
were talking
Bell.
About tacos. He said tacos.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out is
tacos?
The best drunk
tacos.
Food on the West Coast.
He was
Coast.
Talking about tacos.
Tacos.
Talk about tacos.
Tacos.
Taka talk.
Takas.
Spiraling. Spiraling.
You notice you never spiral upwards. It's always down. You spiral down.
You have not hung out here long enough. We only spiral upwards
yeah,
here,
I
but
feel
yeah.
Great.
Oh, I spilled beer on my shorts. Damn it.
That is not on the risk map.
No, but I could label it.
And then you could sew it to
the
tablecloth.
This is the first time I think we've had two labeled spills in the same episode by the same person.
I was going to say, I got a tiny one over here. Let's ignore that I said that.
Spiraling upwards. Oh, boy.
Wow, that was like that's like a joke grenade. I mean.
Nobody touch it. Oh, wait.
5 seconds later, boom.
Yep. Rich, did you try it? And? Rich approves. Rich approves.
He doesn't get the hops. As long as he doesn't get the hops, he likes it.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's got the chocolate syrup feel.
the heat. Oh, plus the heat does layer. So as
yeah,
you keep
the
going,
more you drink it, the hotter it gets.
It gets harder to come down from that heat.
We're spiraling up now.
Yes.
Spiraling up.
Definitely spiraling up.
That's just the jug handle.
That's what this should be called, spiraling up.
I love those wings.
They are good.
Whew. I think Dan. What's your name? Wayne can't handle it.
The one you've known longer in your life than me.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's really good.
Look at him.
Yeah,
it's really good, but it's knocking me out. I thought you would be the pussy
here. He's like crying.
It's really good.
It is really good, though.
Where are you going with that water?
Yeah. You want some hot pepper beer? I'd love to, but we got to
get going. I should have used that line.
Likely excuse. It has scorpion chilies in it.
Cherry triple.
Good luck, guys.
What if you mix this with the cherry triple?
That would be stupid.
That's a weird mixture. Yeah, I don't.
Well, I'm not
shut
sure.
Shut up and stop talking.
That's me.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Actually,
if you're from Pennsylvania,
which I am.
That's perfect.
I'm delirious for being.